Back in session, and we now have another important proclamation and recognition today. Carla, could you please read item number 499?
Yes. Proclaim May 23, 2018, to be Jewel Lansing Day.
Madam Auditor, good morning.
Good morning, Mayor and Commissioners.
Morning. Morning,
I am City Auditor Mary Hall Caballero, and I am pleased to introduce a proclamation declaring Jewel Lansing Day in Portland. Jewel is being honored today for her contributions as a trailblazer for women in elective office and a pioneer in government accountability. I am joined by former City Auditor Gary Blackmer, who followed a few steps behind Jewel as an elected auditor and a force within the auditing profession. I sit in this place at this time in large part because of their influence, but mostly because Jewel Lansing is a hard woman to say no to when she wants you to run for office. That's because Jewel was among the vanguard of women who successfully ran in the 1970s, paving the way for those of us today for whom such a choice is unremarkable. Jewel pioneered performance auditing in Portland and Multnomah County. She served as Multnomah County Auditor from 1975 through 1982 and Portland City Auditor from 1983 through 1986. She was one of the first two women elected to Multnomah County government and was the fifth elected in Portland. Jewel has been an auditor, accountant, author, campaigner, supporter, advisor, mother, grandmother, and wife. She plays in a regular poker game, remains a force in politics as a founding member of a Women's Political Action Committee, and still influences the outcomes of elections as a much sought-after endorser. Jewel's family is here to join the celebration and her contributions to the well-being of Portland and to christen the newly named Jewel Lansing Conference Room in City Hall. Daughters Annette, Elise, son-in-law Joe, grandson Tyler, and husband Ron are here today. We're also joined by some auditors and former auditors. Former Metro Auditor Suzanne Flynn is here, and Metro Auditor Brian Evans is here, and we have some auditors in the balcony from Multnomah County, and we have many members of the League of Women Voters. So now I'm going to turn it over to Gary Blackmer to share his unique perspective on Jewel, and then Jewel will say a few words before you read the proclamation.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor, members of Council. I want to talk a little bit about Jewel's impact on auditing, because it has a long reach, not only within this community, but nationally. She introduced performance auditing in Multnomah County right after she was elected in 1975. And one thing I want to recognize was that she was approached by Don Clark to run for Multnomah County Auditor because he encouraged accountability. He's in the room here, and I'd like to at least have him stand up and yes, he approached accountability as an important element of a healthy organization. And from the standpoint of what Jewel introduced, this was only the second local government audit program in the entire U.S. in 1975. She was beat out by a few months by King County up north of us, but I think we've done better over the years. And that's speaking a little bit of bias. So then she ran for Portland auditor. And one interesting little story was George Yurkovich was the auditor at the time. And she went in to meet with him. And after the meeting, she came out and announced that George was retiring and she was running. Well, this came as a little bit of a surprise to George because he hadn't planned on sharing that information with anybody. So anyway, she ran and was elected, and she fought hard to create a performance audit program here in Portland. She had to work hard with council to get three votes to actually create the program. She succeeded with that. Then she had a long fight to actually get it funded. This was a place that wasn't quite as welcoming as Don Clark was in Multnomah County to performance auditing. But I think over the years, the city has adapted to the fact that accountability is a healthy thing for this government and its operations, and the openness that it embraces with the public is something that's part and parcel with what the auditor does. nationally, once she got involved with performance auditing, she encouraged other local government auditors to get together. And that out of that came a newsletter, and out of that came an organization that has now grown to over 200 or 300 organizations and 2,500 members. So she was in the vanguard when there were fewer than a dozen auditors' offices in the country. She worked hard to create elected auditors at Metro and at Washington County. Both of those positions were created as a result of her influence and encouragement for accountability. And she continues to oversee those in the sense that she meets with potential candidates and considers endorsing them. And I was one of the lucky ones to get her endorsement. And I've continually kept in touch with her, and I consider her a mentor. And I remember many times I would meet with her and kind of bemoan a challenge that I had either in the city or the county, and realize that she'd been there before and she had good advice and good solutions. So I've appreciated the relationship for over 30 years now. And from the standpoint of what she's accomplished, I think I owe her a great deal. And I think she changed the face of auditing, not only in the Northwest, but nationally. And I think we all owe her a great deal. So thank you, Jim.
My turn. Jewel Lansing. I didn't put anything in writing, so I'm going to be very informal to tell you when I talk about commissioners, they're not talked about, for instance, for Commissioner Fritz. It would be Amanda or Nick or whatever. And that was the day before TV cameras. And believe me, that made a great difference when the TV cameras came in and captured that. Margaret Strawn, I remember there's one very famous meeting at which they were talking about a hot tub up someplace in northwest Portland. And Margaret said, it's not just the blank blank hot tub, except it wasn't blankety blank. And here's Mildred going over the airwaves with her. She got in a car and zipped out to Channel, I guess it was Channel 2 then, and talk them into withholding those cherished words. So now you know what history does not know. Or did I put it in my book? I think I might have put it in the book. I have to say that one of the great things about this job has been that I had the opportunity to learn about the city of Portland and Multnomah County, Oregon, too. And to put it in a book, it's called Portland People, Politics, and Power, and it is now seen as pretty much a major reference work that people use. I use it all the time myself, so it must be okay. Yeah, the interesting thing about Mildred, who was the third woman, and Connie McCready, was the second woman. The first one was, who was the first one?
Dorothy
McKellar Lee. But she was 40 years before, and she was appointed. They were all appointed. In fact, Margaret Strawn was the first one who was ever elected. And I was appointed too, rather than elected. But I should have brought it in writing, shouldn't I? Well, it was that Mildred and Margaret were sometimes, how should we say it, at odds with each other. And the same with Mildred and Connie McCready. Connie was only mayor for 8 months until she got appointed, and then she lost at the ballot to Frank Ivancy. And the time that I came over to City Hall from the county was just at the time that the only women who had been in office here were, as I say, Dorothy McCullough Lee, and then Connie McCready, who was married to one of the editors at the Oregonian, and she got the appointment to the Senate, but then she lost, as I said, at the ballot box, and then Margaret Strawn, and then me. I remember one night, Gretchen Kefauri and I were at a party where there were about, I think, maybe it was when we were playing poker, and there were four or five of us there, and I was talking about how few women there were in Portland City Council, and we said, hey, Gretchen, do you realize that half of the body of the city of Portland is here in this room tonight? Well, I am pleased to have my husband, Ron, of 62 years here. Ron, would you stand? And my daughters, Elise and Annette, and my son-in-law, Joe. And I was just pleased to hear that the balcony is full of people today. How about that? Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. So it is my honor to read this proclamation, but before I do, a point of privilege. I was meeting with the young women this morning from the Rose Festival Court, Jewel. They were having a breakfast here as their tradition every year, and I believe you were here when we were acknowledging them in the chamber earlier. And one had asked me, effectively, what kind of difference can a person make if they're committed to changing the community? And I wish they didn't have the busy schedule that I know that they have, because I would have liked for them to have seen the impact that you have made. And as I thought about the introductory remarks that the auditors have made here about the circumstances that you came into when you first ran for office and the history that we are now seeing unfold before us, where the county commission is all women, that on January 1st of this year, the city council will be three women and two men. And we all too often in this community forget that the auditor is a very important, independently elected position. Four of the six of us who are holding elective office in the city of Portland will be women. And that is something my daughter can look to and see as a normalized situation, whereas a generation ago that was not the case. And it's because of you and your leadership and the very few people like you who really made a courageous step into the public sector, and you have changed the community irreparably and positively. And I'm just so pleased to have you here. Frankly, when I heard all these auditors were going to be in City Hall, I started to get a little sweaty palm, and I wondered if this was some sort of an elaborate sting operation.
Intervention, Mayor.
But now that I know that it's not, Jewel, we're just delighted to have you here. So, whereas Jewel Lansing holds an important place in local government history through her tireless advocacy for accountability and the preservation of the history of the city of Portland in Multnomah County, and whereas Jewel has inspired and encouraged numerous other women to run for public office, and whereas Jewel was one of two women in 1974 elected to Multnomah County government, the first women to hold elective office there. And whereas in 1982, Jewel was the first woman elected as City of Portland auditor and only the fifth woman elected to city office. And whereas in 1986, under her leadership, Jewel introduced performance auditing to the City of Portland and successfully proposed a charter change to the people of Portland to ensure performance auditing remained a critical and binding city function. And whereas Jewel dedicated her career to improving the transparency, accountability, and effectiveness of government operations through auditing and documentation of history. Whereas City Hall has no rooms named for prominent women in its history, an auditor, Mary Hull Caballero, has ordered the conference room in City Hall Suite 130 to be renamed the Jewel Lansing Room. And whereas A grateful city of Portland is more equitable and accountable place for her efforts and her leadership. Now, therefore, I, Ted Wheeler, mayor of the city of Portland, Oregon, the City of Roses, do hereby proclaim May 23rd, 2018 to be Jewel Lansing Day in Portland and encourage all residents to observe this day. Thank you, Jewel. Anything?
Sure, I have a question.
Commissioner Fish?
I just have a quick comment and a question. The comment is that Auditor Lansing referenced her two works of history of the city and the county, when I was first thinking of running for office, I read the history of Portland that she wrote, and I did an outline because I figured as a transplant, I needed to know the history. And years later, when I shared that with her, Jewel said, why don't you send me a copy of your outline? And I sent it to her, and true story, she sent it back with a number of corrections. And she audited my outline. But I wanted to ask her a question because you are sort of the historian of this city and county. This past cycle, when I was on the ballot, I went to a lot of forums, and the way they were usually structured is the auditor's race came first, so I would watch the three candidates for Multnomah County auditor debate, and before my panel was invited up. And Jewel, I don't remember the last time we had that kind of competition for an auditor position, so my question is that the norm, or is that an exception to have a field of a number of very highly qualified people running for the auditor position?
It's pretty much the exception, should we say.
It's the exception. I guess we'd say it's a healthy thing, right? Mary was unopposed. I'm not trying to get sideways with the auditor. But it was interesting because I don't remember a debate like that. And I think for a lot of people, it was the first time they heard highly qualified people debating the role of the auditor. So I think it was very good for democracy. Thank you.
I'd just like to thank you, Jewel, for all your service and chronicling of Portland's history. Your book certainly is the Bible as far as that goes. And I thought since there's three auditors up here, I had to ask. I mean, I think I've been in office, public office, almost 25 years. I think I know what performance auditing is. But I wanted to ask, there's people watching today who are probably wondering, what is performance auditing? So maybe I thought I'd ask, what is the opposite of performance auditing?
The opposite of?
Since we've had it since 1986, I'm not sure I know what the opposite is. What did it used to be like before Jewel came in and shook things up?
When Jewel came in, it was mostly around financial controls. So now we outsource our audit of the financial statements to a CPA firm. And Jewel did a lot of accounting-related kinds of auditing and around financial controls. And when she got into the charter that we would do performance auditing, that is now all that the staff of my office do is performance auditing. So she completely changed the landscape of auditing. And so we look at how things are performing, what programs working, and then we also have that financial statement audit as well. So we're coming at you every way we can think of.
Okay. Well, thank you.
I just realized I forgot to tell you about the very dramatic moment, the most dramatic moment in my tenure around here was when performance auditing dollars were proposed in the budget, proposed by Mildred Schwab, opposed by Frank Ivancy, bitterly opposed by him. And when the vote came, there was a picture in the Oregonian the next day that showed all five of the commission. Frank is looking over this way, won't even look at me. and the other four voted for it. And it was that picture was on the front page of the Oregonian. Granted, it was the afternoon edition, but still it was there. And when I took that back to Washington, D.C. and talked to auditors from around the country, they never heard of a place where the media was that interested in audits.
Yeah. Great. Commissioner Udaly.
Jewel, I just want to say congratulations and that it's been a treat to get to spend some time with you and get to know you. Jewel's book that people have been mentioning is called Portland, People, Politics, and Power, 1851 to 2001. So just a little light bedside reading, if anyone's interested. It is one of my... I've said it before, I say it again. I'm a little bit of an auditor fangirl, and when Jewel came to council the first time when I was here, I had someone run to my office and grab that book so she could autograph it. And I just want to say, while all of us bring valuable and unique skills and gifts to City Hall, it is a comfort to know that there is someone upstairs with specific qualifications who help hold us accountable and help us to stay the course. So I really appreciate the relationship with the city auditor, and I'm excited to sit in that conference room.
Great. Thank you. So as is tradition, we'd love to have a photograph. If we could do it in front, maybe that's the easiest, or wherever is auditor.
The council and
Caballero.
You and Gary?
Yes.
Or?
You want to stay in your seat and just turn around?
That might be easiest.
Yeah.
Okay. That might be
Jewel.
Easiest.
Do you want to stay in your seat or do you want to stand up?
Sure. I don't care, whatever.
Why don't you sit down and then I'll just turn your seat around in case it takes a while to get everything organized. And I'll just turn you around. Actually, we'll put you in the middle.
Yeah.
Okay. We can slide over here.
Okay.
There is a reception now to honor Jewel Lansing. It is in room 130 downstairs, otherwise known as the Jewel Lansing Room.
Yeah!
So enjoy the reception, room 130.
Mayor, can we